This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Brad Garrett is joining us, crime and terrorism analyst, on the brazen shooting last night in Washington, D.C. A suspect in custody after two Israeli embassy staffers, a young couple that were about to be engaged to be married, were shot and killed while leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Brad, what are your thoughts on this?
So targeted, yes, but I don't think targeted at those two. I mean, how would he know who they were? He was from Chicago or is from Chicago, a 30-year-old that's in custody now, got arrested almost immediately after the shooting because he waited. He didn't run. He stayed right there. So, it appears. I mean, he's yelling free, free Palestine, which, you know, we all would have guessed it would probably be some version of that. As that situation in the Gaza and Israel just deteriorates almost by the day even more, more and more people are angry. And a certain percentage, hopefully it's a small percentage, will actually go do something violent because of it. My guess is he fits into that category. These things are also very difficult to defense against. The Capitol Museum, Jewish Museum, is on Fifth Street here in D.C. You know, it's a relatively busy street. They walk out of some function that was in the museum and just get gunned down. I mean, pretty tough to defense against that. But yeah, it's certainly a sad, sad situation.
Is it surprising to you that this happened, though? I mean, you've seen the rhetoric, you've seen the what's happened on college campuses going so far as violence. That somebody, you know, and these are big crowds of people who are, you know, being influenced to think this way, that somebody would resort to this level of violence?
It doesn't surprise me, Brian, only because, as I said earlier, there's always going to be a small percentage of people that actually will go out and, in this case, pick up a gun and shoot two people. People will think about it. People will be angry. They'll say horrible things. But they won't take physical action. But, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm surprised we haven't had more of this based on what has been going on in Gaza and, you know, at the direction of Israel before now. And, you know, my concern is what will we have in the future, because, unfortunately, these things can breed copycats.
And as you say that, I mean, are we going to see security heightened at Jewish institutions because this appears to be an act of anti-Semitism?
Well, I'll tell you, it's really heightened before this. I mean, there are armed people all around synagogues, inside the synagogue, outside. They all have uniform police off duty, which I'm pretty sure they did at this event. But, you know, as I mentioned before, Susan, I mean... unless you really have a specific known threat or a protected person, people just walking in and out of a museum. I mean, how do you control who goes up and down the sidewalk? You don't, in reality. And so, you know, there's sort of this built-in concern, or I would even say fear, of people that are Jewish that, you know, obviously work at the embassy in this case, and places that they worship. It's got to create tension for them going to and from these locations. They certainly should go, and I want them to go, but you got to – it's – you know, that's always going to be in the back of your mind, or it certainly would be in the back of mine.
You know, to switch topics before we let you go, Brad, the prison break over in New Orleans, just about everybody's seen this video now of 10 inmates running out of prison. It's almost comical. Like, you can't even believe it happened. Looks like something out of a movie or a cartoon. How does something like that happen? So many inmates just flooding out of a prison, running loose.
Because they had inside help. You had so many things, Brian, going on with that prison. Understaffed, low pay, bad maintenance. Apparently they had prison doors that were on slides that were broken that you could actually get out of the cells. Having the tools to, A, remove the combination toilet and sink, which are fairly common in prison and jail cells, to pry that loose from the wall and then create a hole big enough that you could get a physical person down through the hole, you couldn't do without inside help. Just think of the noise it would make even doing that. And that wasn't, I would assume, was not done in one night. They may have been working on that for a while. So we'll see. I think one employee of the jail has been charged. I think two have been suspended. My guess is there'll be more charged. I mean, this particular jail had just about everything going wrong that could go wrong, to unfortunately, you know, sort of tee up the potential for these kind of situations to happen.
And kind of reminds you a little bit of the Dannemora prison break, doesn't it, here in New York State with the two, and who also had inside help?
Well, no doubt. You had the woman who worked there and had been there, an employee for a long time, who was having a physical relationship with either one or both of these guys. And provided tools so they could get down into the sewer system because, you know, as you might remember, Dannemora, the prison, Clinton facility, was really in the town. And so they went down, went through the sewer system. She was supposed to be there when they popped out of the manhole cover and got cold feet. So they were kind of on their own. And obviously they were on the run. One got killed. And the other one, I assume, is at some other prison now.
Brad, thanks as always. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.